All right. Would like for you now to take a deep breath in and bring that breath all the way down to your toes. Bring the breath all the way down to the toes. And exhaling out through your toes so that the air is creating a circuit from outside of the etheric body, through the etheric body, through the emotional body, and into the physical body, into your lungs, and all the way down through your lungs, through the torso, through the lower body, and down the legs, past the knees, into the ankles, and pausing there for a moment at the ankles. And as you're paused at the ankles, you drop your shoulders and shift your body into a more comfortable, supported position, bringing more pleasure to the physical form through relaxation and comfort. And then the energy progresses down into the heel of the foot, and pooling there for a moment, and then rolling through the foot, exiting out the toes. And feeling that energy flowing out of the toes and out, rolling out through the etheric body, through the emotional body, and then the etheric body, rolling out past the etheric body. And then as you inhale, drawing it back up, healed and transformed, and drawing it through the etheric body and through the emotional body and into the physical body. And down into the lungs. And down past the lungs. Down through the rest of the body, down the legs, past the knees, down the calves. And pausing again at the ankles and relaxing even further, your spine held straight by that cord of light, and the rest of your body, it's almost as if it were a coat on a coat hanger. All parts relaxed and yet supported at the shoulders, supported by soul's energy, by that high heart energy, just below it, supporting the physical form, supporting the physical form and the function of its duty and purpose. And now, in this completely relaxed way, focusing your mind on soul and imagining the energy of your mind lifting up, rising, meeting soul's mind, and drifting upward to the very highest levels of soul's mind, and your mind united. And as your minds unite as one, you set your intent to align your heart energy and aligning your heart's jewel with soul's heart's jewel, feeling them like two pieces of a puzzle fitting perfectly together. And then slowly rotating clockwise. And you can almost hear the whir of the energy as it circulates. These two heart's jewels together, creating the perfect radiant shining out. And in this perfect radiance, it radiates your will center. And now, with a heart fully aligned in unconditional love, and a mind united with your Creator. Now focusing in on the will and aligning your will with soul's will. Focusing in on surrendering to soul's will. Consciously, purposefully deciding to choose soul's will over your personal will. Letting it be easy. Just a gentle transition. And now, aligned with soul's will, you are called to surrender to divine will. And your will and soul's will easily surrender with gratitude to divine will. Now perfectly aligned, opening your inner eyes to see the sacred violet flame appear before you. It's a beautiful flame, just the right color for you, right shade of violet for you. And this flame is enormous, much taller than you, much wider than you. But you have no fear of this flame. You can sense its loving presence and the loving intelligence within it. I want you to focus on that. opening all your senses to the loving intelligence of this flame. Opening your mind, reaching out with your consciousness, touching the consciousness of the flame, and allowing your inner senses to explore this flame, and finding this flame to be loving and intelligent, harmonious, peaceful, obedient, and neutral. This flame responds to your thoughts. But unlike the primal energy that makes up the matter of the universe, this energy is aware of the process of transformation and the energy of transmutation. So as you enter this flame, as you walk into the flame, you are enveloped in beautiful, harmonious, intelligent love, a love that is informative and illuminating. And as this intelligence illumines you, the cells and atoms of all your bodies resonate with the energy of this violet flame. And you allow it. Allow this flame to move through you, to wash through you, purifying you and carrying away with it all these energies that you have recently released, carrying them off, healed and transformed, letting them roll out and away. And there you stand inside the flame. Now is the time to open your mind to let this violet flame, this sacred flame, illumine your mind to transform and transmute the energy of your mind. Let it burn through and cleanse your mental fields, dropping your shoulders and allowing this, letting yourself relax more and more into the comfort of this flame and being surrounded by it, carried by it, comforted by it. And all the cells and atoms illumined, noticing that the energy of all your forms and fields brightening up, lightening up, becoming more and more reflective of the light of the higher realms. As you take on greater and greater levels of responsibility for your lives, for your creations, and again dropping your shoulders and relaxing the body. And letting the flame work through and into your physical form, purifying, sanctifying, spiritualizing, creating a more and more refined physical form. The flame loves you and loves all of your energy, and bringing to all your bodies greater health, a greater sense of well-being, allowing the flame to purify your emotional body, feeling the flame permeating down to all the atoms in your emotional body, and bringing the quality of refinement to your emotional body, and recognizing a feeling sense of refinement moving through your emotional body, all over, and finding particular emphasis and help the heart, the will center, focusing a great deal of its energy on the will center, and now as you continue standing in the flame, I want you to focus again on your mind. Your mind united with soul's mind, in your higher mind, and feeling that unity and the radiance. And in this state of unity and radiance, immersed in the violet flame, I'd like for you to bring your long-term goal into your mental space, into the center where that sun is in the middle of your head, bringing that energy in of that goal. And holding that goal in your awareness. And just allowing the flame to move all through and through this goal, purifying it, clarifying it, lifting it up to its next iteration. When you allow it, and you follow it with your awareness for a while, watching it growing more and more beautiful, clearer and clearer, reflecting greater and greater levels of light. Drifting away. Floating away. Still within the flame, but growing more and more distant. Farther and farther away. And you let go. And the flame transmutes that energy of letting go, creating a magnetic resonance with that goal. And you allow that magnetic resonance, to take up residence in your heart center, with your heart united with soul's heart, and holding this resonance in the center of the magnetism generated by these two centers combined, creating a third energy, more beautiful, more perfect than either energy all on its own, more whole and complete. And now that that goal is no longer in sight, the space that it occupied in your mental body has been replaced by a belief in its return to its sender. Turning to your soul and focusing all of your awareness on this connection, opening all of your senses to feel soul's presence here in the middle of the flame. You begin to notice that you can feel your soul's presence more acutely. That it is a deeper, richer experience of your unity. and taking a moment to appreciate this feeling sense of unity, of support, of loving and being loved unconditionally. And within this space of unconditional love, you find the place within your field, the lack, that manifestation, that goal was meant to fill. Go into that space and shining your light upon it, illumining it, and the violet flame responds. And in a beautiful, orderly, rhythmic way, this energy rolls forward into that space, filling it, filling it with the intelligent love that this flame possesses. And taking a step back and away, seeing your soul all around you and within you. And in this state of awareness, thanking your soul, thanking your soul for its loving assistance, and then turning in your awareness and facing the violet flame, thanking this intelligence, this loving entity, thanking it, appreciating it, energizing it. And now in this state of gratitude, and having thanked all the help you have received, now in your inner self, begin to come slowly back into the room, finding your feet, feeling your feet, finding your ankles and feeling your ankles, letting your groundedness move up your legs and into your hips. But let the rest of your body continue to be pulled upright by the divine line of energy and supported by soul's love. Coming back slowly into the room now. When you are ready, with that we bid you, namaste.